ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲ ಭಾಗಿನಿ ವರಧಾರಿ ಕುಂದ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲ ಭಾಗಿನಿ ವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲ ಭಾಗಿನಿ ವರಧಾರಿ
Bhagavatam ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
This morning we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4, Verses 13 to 15.
पुरा मया प्रोक्तम अजायनाभे पद्मे निषन्नाय ममादि सर्गे ज्ञानं परं मम महिमावभाषं यसुरयो भागवतं वदन्ति
Please chant.
Thank you.
Three verses to go, so I'm just we go through the translation and purports and the other verses. Translation and purport. O Uddhava, in the lotus millennium, in the days of yore, at the beginning of the creation, I spoke unto Brahma, who is situated on the lotus that grows out of my navel, about my transcendental glories, which the great sages describe as Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. The explanation of the Supreme Self as given to Brahma and already explained in the second canto of this great literature is further clarified herein. The Lord said that the concise form of Srimad Bhagavatam as explained to Brahma was meant to elucidate his personality. The impersonal explanation of those four verses in the second canto is nullified herewith. Sridhar Swami also explains in this connection that the same concise form of the Bhagavatam concerned the pastimes of Lord Krishna and was never meant for impersonal indulgence. Text 14, we'll do it all together. Translation. Uddhava said, O Vidura, when I was thus favored at every moment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and addressed by him with great affection, my words failed in tears and the hairs on my body erupted. After smearing my tears, I, with folded hands, spoke like this. Next verse. My Lord, devotees who engage in the transcendental loving service of your lotus feet have no difficulty in achieving anything within the realm of the four principles of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. But, O Great One, as far as I am concerned, I have preferred only to engage in the loving service of your lotus feet. Purport. Those who are associated with the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets achieve all the bodily features of the Lord and appear to be the same as Lord Vishnu. Such liberation is called Sarupya Mukti, which is one of the five kinds of liberation. The devotees engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord never accept the Sayujya Mukti, or merging in the rays of the Lord called the Brahma Jyoti. The devotees can achieve not only liberation, but any success in the realm of religiosity, economic development, or sense gratification up to the standard of the demigods in the heavenly planets. But such a pure devotee as Uddhava refuses to accept all such facilities. A pure devotee wants simply to engage in the service of the Lord and does not consider his own personal benefit. Om Shri Padmanabha Krishna Prasthaya Hathadarshana Kriya Hathadarshana Hathadarshana Namaste Sanatmati Guru Goya Mani Pacharana Neva Shishashana Mani Pashchakra Deshakarana Manchakal Patri Vashchakra Prasana Jaya Vajaya Kripa Nama Pada Madhya Vashchana Madhya Vashchana Madhya Vashchana. So this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, as reflecting on, as preparing for this class, is actually very, very sweet. This conversation between Vidura and Uddhava, we have gone through that for the last couple of chapters, where Vidura is asking Uddhava. As I was reflecting on this pastime, I was thinking about the relationship between Vidura and Uddhava. If you really think about Vidura and Uddhava, first of all, there's a generation gap there. Vidura is older, like a father figure, and like an uncle, and Uddhava, like a nephew. And it's not that they, you know, serve in the same temple together, so to speak. Vidura was in Hastinapur, and Uddhava was in Mathura and then in Dwarka. So actually, they weren't serving together. They were in different cities. And so their relationship, Krishna being in the center, literally in the sense that Krishna was related to both the parties. Krishna is, Uddhava is Krishna's cousin, and Krishna is related to Vidura in the sense that Krishna's cousin, Arjun, that's Arjun's family, you know, Arjun's father's family. Arjun is related to Krishna from his mother's side. So even as far as their relationship, family relationship, we're all connected somehow or other, but it's a very distant relationship between both of them. But we do know that when, at least one time, and maybe there might be other times that I don't know of, but we know that Krishna took Uddhava to Hastinapur when the whole idea was performing of the Rajasuya sacrifice and killing of Jarasandha. So at that time, the idea was that Vidura, Uddhava, and actually everybody, all Krishna's family from Dwarka, went to Hastinapur. And so there was, and maybe there must have been many other times. I don't know whether Krishna took Uddhava every time he went to Hastinapur to see Arjuna and family. But we do know at that time. So I was thinking that I wonder how much was there an interaction or relationship in that sense with Vidura and Uddhava. Naturally, they knew each other, but wasn't definitely like a very close relationship. And because of the generation gap, it's not like there was some buddy feeling. Okay, you know, no, there was, and especially in those days, the culture is as such that the elders and the younger people, and there's much of a difference there. So in this situation, understanding of, at least in my mind, thinking about the relationship, here it is, Vidura is meeting Uddhava, that he does know him, and he inquires from him. It's a very natural thing that when you're traveling and you see somebody of your own, you're so happy. Even if you don't have very close relationship, you're just like, your heart just opens up, and there are exchanges that maybe you may not have if you were there together, so to speak. I mean, I just had an experience going to Mayapur. I was going to the temple there, and right outside from the door where we can see Panchatattva from the side entrance of the Panchatattva entrance. So I was going into the temple, and then Vishambar, Anangas, and Bhadrasan just came out from there. And we saw each other. We were just so happy. Although he lives in Mayapur right now at this stage, but he's from here. And so he saw me, I saw him. There was just an exchange of like very, very sweet exchange. And He had just played the mridanga for Guru Puja, so he was so happy. He told me, he said, God, I feel so happy that they asked me to lead Guru Puja. So you could see that he's such a big kirtanier, but he expressed his joy, and he was so honored, and he was so humble about the fact that he was asked to lead Guru Puja. And then we had some sweet exchanges. You know, he just celebrated his 40th birthday while we were there a couple days ago, and we were there in Philadelphia when he was born in Philly. And so, but then there were some very meaningful exchanges between both of us, and that wouldn't have occurred if he came out of the Guru Puja here and I saw him. I'd be like, oh, hi, Bill Vishambara. And that's it. I go my way, you go your way, you know. But because we're traveling, or at least I was traveling, and he saw somebody back from home, there was some heart that was opened, and we actually exchanged very, very meaningful exchanges between both of us, and I encouraged him, and he actually encouraged me too. This is what I thought. Here it is, Vidura is on pilgrimage, and he's meeting Uddhava. Well, he hasn't seen anybody for so long that he knows, you know, he's on pilgrimage all over the place. And so, but his relationship with Uddhava, Krishna being in the center, and Vidura knowing that this has happened with Krishna, he has somebody to share with. Share his sorrow, Vidura's sorrow that he's going through, and sharing with Uddhava. They both have the same sorrow here. So I was thinking, there's such an intimate relationship exchange is going on between Vidura and Uddhava. But then this chapter and these few verses that we're going through is so much more intimate. In the previous chapters, we're hearing Uddhava describing Krishna's pastimes. But in the last few verses, we are hearing Uddhava expressing his own personal exchange with Krishna in the very last moment of Krishna's life. That is just so close to the heart to express. Here we're talking about Krishna, but about anybody, somebody that we are extremely close to and has passed away, and those feelings are there, and to express your last moments with that person is a very, very intimate exchange. So we are getting to hear in this situation, in this chapter, in the last few verses, about how Uddhava is feeling. He tells in the couple verses before that Krishna had told him that he should go to Badrikashram. Yeah, we all heard that. But he tells Vidura that I didn't follow those instructions because I'm so attached to Krishna. I'm so attached to him that I had to go and see him. I really had to go and see him because it's so hard for me to be separated from him, to stay away from him. And so, and then it's interesting. Again, so intimate. Uddhava tells Vidura that Maitreya Muni was there, and so he's expressed that how he's so attached to Krishna. But then he says, Maitreya Muni comes, yeah? And then he says, Maitreya Muni was also very greatly attached to the Lord. Now, it might be him wanting to not to undermine Maitreya's position. So he's saying that he's also attached to the Lord. I'm attached, and he's also attached. But the Lord looked at me and spoke to me. So you understand what's happening here. He's kind of saying that, actually, the Lord spoke to me. He was glancing at me. He smiled at me. Although Maitreya Muni was there, and Maitreya Muni is attached to the Lord, like I'm attached to the Lord, but I did get some special favor here. So he's opening his heart to Vidura, saying that I got some special mercy. And then he describes, he says that how, he says, he reveals to Vidura that how the Lord praised him. You know, you don't want to tell somebody how somebody praised you. It's kind of like, you know, it's a private thing. And here, Krishna is praising him. So he reveals that to Vidura, that the Lord praised him about due to his pure and unflinching devotional service. He praises that, and in the previous verse he says that he tells him about his previous life, and that how in his previous life, Krishna is telling Uddhava that in his previous life, he was very much particularly, described you particularly desired to achieve my association. So this was something very important for Krishna to reciprocate with Uddhava, saying that you really desired my association, particularly desired, and so I gave to you something that is very difficult for others, but I award it to you. This is very difficult to obtain for others, but I award it unto you. So these are the things that Vidura is hearing from Uddhava, the opening of the heart. And certainly we all know Uddhava is a very humble person, so he's not saying in any kind of bragging way. Again, I think about Vishi when he saw me and he was so happy and immediately he came out and said, you know, I was asked to lead Guru Puja, and you could see he was just so happy, so honored, in such a humble way. And so you can see Uddhava here is not in any sense bragging, but he's remembering and he's so happy and so much touched that that the Lord looked at him and smiled at him and spoke to him and accepted his desire that he wanted to have his association. And so in this life, we do know that Uddhava got so much association of Krishna, so much association. I could never understand till I read these verses that why did Krishna take Uddhava, the disciple of Brihaspati, a scholar, why did he take him when he went to see Kubja, the prostitute? Why did he do that? It just doesn't make any sense. And I'm sure there are many other reasons, but at least one reason that came to my mind after reading this is that he was just reciprocating with Uddhava. Uddhava did not want to leave Krishna. It was almost like, I felt like Uddhava is like a little child who just wants to hold on to his parent or something. And Krishna, knowing that, because when he sees Uddhava here in the last couple of verses, when Krishna is seeing Uddhava, he's saying that how he was so much wanted his association. So you can see that Krishna really took that to heart and to give his association to Uddhava. And he almost always was with Uddhava. At least that's one reflection that I had. So in today's verse, so this is just going through the verses prior. In today's verse, where Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, and Krishna says, talks about the Bhagavatam. So in previous verse, he's saying, you get this. In previous verse, Krishna is telling Uddhava that, you know, because of your devotion and you have this boon of having my association. But then in the next verse, he talks about the Bhagavatam and how he spoke this Bhagavatam. I'm like, wow, I can't understand why, where is this going? He just told him that how he is, he's such a great devotee, and also he told him that this is your last life, you're going to come back to Vaikuntha. And now he talks about, he spoke the Bhagavatam. Why is he speaking? Why does he say this verse? And just one thought is that this verse is coming because Krishna is acknowledging Uddhava's feelings of separation. Krishna is seeing that Uddhava is feeling so much separation, and he's telling him, don't worry. Don't worry, Uddhava. There is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can associate with me through the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why he's telling him. We know, we have heard that, the verse, Divyanga Prabhu, what's that verse? Krishna Swadhama. Yes, so when Krishna left, he took everything with him, dharma, jnana, and etc., went with Krishna. But the Srimad Bhagavatam has appeared, and that is Krishna himself. And so Krishna is telling Uddhava, please, do not worry. Srimad Bhagavatam is there. I spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Brahma. And so you take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then in the next verse, we covered three verses today, yeah? So 14th verse. In the 14th verse, Uddhava is speaking. And Uddhava is speaking to Vidura. He's saying, O Vidura, when I was thus favored at every moment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and addressed by him with great affection, my words fail in tears. You can imagine Uddhava is sitting in front of Krishna, who he is aware of that he is going to leave. Now, Krishna is not lying there on the bed, you know, and you're seeing him and he's about to leave his body. No, it described earlier that he was cheerful, as far as I remember. He was cheerful, I think that's how. Oh, yeah. He said he looked quite cheerful in that posture. The Lord was sitting taking rest against a young banyan tree with his right lotus foot on his left thigh. And he looked quite cheerful. So his Lord is looking quite cheerful. But he's aware that he's going to leave. And he has spoken such words of praise, but also telling him, yes, he is going to leave. And so you can imagine Uddhava, whose only desire, and that is coming from his previous life, his only desire is to be with his Lord, and that Lord is going to leave. So you can imagine he is in tears. He says, my words failed in tears and the hairs on my body erupted. And after smearing my tears, I, with folded hands, spoke like this. Yeah, he's sharing that with Vidura. And then, in the next verse, he describes, Uddhava describes what he said to Krishna. And in his next verse, basically he says, he's telling Krishna, my dear Krishna, I actually don't want anything. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, nothing. I don't want anything. I have never wanted anything. The only thing I have always wanted is to engage in the loving service of your lotus feet. So here, Uddhava, he opens his heart to Krishna and said, Krishna, I never wanted anything. You may have given me everything, but the only thing I have only wanted was to serve your lotus feet. These three verses, it's interesting. I just thought about that yesterday. There are three verses. First verse is spoken by Krishna, the three verses that were given to me, assigned to me. The first verse is spoken by Krishna to Uddhava. The second verse, Uddhava speaks to Vidura. And the third verse is Uddhava speaks to Krishna. It's like it tells us about, it's almost like a sutra, so to speak, of verses about our Krishna consciousness. When Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, he is, by hearing Krishna's words, we realize Krishna's qualities. In this particular verse that we heard today, where Krishna is describing the Bhagavatam, in relationship to what we're in this pastime, we're hearing Krishna's mercy, how merciful he is, how much Krishna loves us, how much Krishna keeps our desire in his heart, and how much he reciprocates. When we think about this verse that he has spoken to Uddhava, we see all those things and much more. But we learn about Krishna's nature. That's what we're hearing in this verse. In the second verse, where Uddhava is speaking to Vidura, we're seeing the exchange amongst Vaishnavas. How Vaishnavas exchange with each other. They reveal their heart to each other. They encourage each other in their path of devotional service. But it's so important to reveal our heart. At different moments, our heart, revealing heart may mean different things. It may mean how can I help me to follow the regulative principles. It may mean on a higher level how I can chant my 16 rounds. On a higher level, it may mean your realizations, your love for Krishna. But it does mean that we reveal our hearts to the Vaishnavas. And in each other's association, we become close to Krishna. And in the last verse, Uddhava speaking to the Lord and saying, he's expressing his heart. And that is also a very important aspect for us, to come to Krishna and reveal our heart to him, which would naturally come to offering service to Krishna in whatever way we are inclined to, or we feel enlivened with, whatever it may be, but that we express our heart to Krishna, that how we can serve him. So these three verses is something that I thought is almost like a nutshell. I don't know if Sri Gaurangi thought about that, but she assigned me three verses and they were pretty good. So I would like to end here if anybody has any reflection on subject matter. Hema Vatikavu.
It's more like a reflection. Swayam Bhagavan Swami Maharaj, that I find very encouraging towards our path of improving in spiritual life, says one day the class was on renunciation and was saying that if you're afraid to give up your mundane attachment to family, friends, and all that, he said, actually, we'll give it up to enter into a community that is there for you. So don't be afraid. You will have relationships. You will have feelings of love and attachment in the community. So I think it is very important in a community, like you said, to be close to the heart of the other devotees and so on, because it's not easy to give up our mundane relationships.
Thank you. Very, very important point that we have to do that. Because it's not impersonalism. Here, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first purport of verse number 13, he says, Prabhupada's favorite topic is to, nirvishesha shunyavadi. So the impersonal expression of those four verses is nullified here with, we are personal. Our Krishna is personal. He's so personal. Krishna is so personal. Look how he has kept Uddhava's desire in his heart and reciprocating with him. Why wouldn't we want to dedicate our lives every moment in his service? But yes, it's personal. So if he's personal, we have to be personal, yeah? We have to be personal with each other and help each other in our journey. Yes, any other reflections?
Right.
Yes, Prabhu.
Not a reflection. I was just recalling, reading Rupa Goswami Pad's explanation on conjugal matters.
Mm-hmm.
There are three types of conjugal malas, and he gives reference of Uddhava's expression from 10th to 47th chapter, at least three verses. And so Uddhava's going, Krishna's taking Uddhava to Kubja's place is Sadharani Rati. I'm not going in details, but the Sadharani Rati means she only feels that attraction towards Krishna only when she thinks or she comes in contact. Otherwise, it is not visible.
Mm-hmm.
Higher than that is Samanjasa, that queens of Dwarka manifested. That's also Uddhava express. And Rupa Goswami Pad cites this reference.
Could you just like you explain Sadharana Rati, could you just mention?
Sadharani Rati.
Yeah, you explained that. Could you explain this Samanjasa?
Samanjasa means they have attachment towards Krishna,
mm-hmm.
but there is also dharmic codes and mm-hmm. prohibition they want to side by side keep it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And above that is samartha, or mm-hmm. gopis' feeling for Krishna,
mm-hmm.
which has nothing can stop. They will do anything to please the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So that gradation, so it's a very wonderful. Krishna also has a purpose to Uddhava, what he's going to do. That's why he's mm-hmm. giving this kind of favoritism.
Thank you. Thank you. Raghat Kapoor.
I'm questioning why the title of the chapter is Vidura Meets Maitreya, when Uddhava stands out so exceedingly.
Well, these are just a few initial verses, but he does later on in the chapter, he meets Maitreya.
So most of it is the conversation between them.
Yeah, it starts chapters. Off. The conversation starts off, but the talks actually, he just meets Maitreya here in this chapter. Like it said, Vidura approaches Maitreya, but that Vidura's talks with Maitreya is in the next chapter. So here is just approaching. Yeah. Any other thoughts, questions, reflections? Student in the room, you want to have anything to say?
I'm speechless.
You're speechless, okay. Okay, thank you very much for your kind attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Haribol.